All right, that's the triple dipper. Let me move on over to my opening monologue, and I'll tell you this one sort of came together with a series of thoughts, some of which is based on a conversation that I had just yesterday. So these are crazy times, no doubt. And I was talking with a friend yesterday. She said that she had always grown up hearing her dad talk about politics, and it was always dire, always steeped in the bad things that would happen if we didn't win an election. She said she kind of got tired of it growing up, decided for herself that politics wasn't always about crisis and social upheaval. She also said she doesn't feel that way anymore. On the one hand, she was right. Politics is not always about crisis and social upheaval. It's not. But sometimes, though, in a broad generational sense, an election comes along that seems to have more of a sense of urgency attached to it, as if the election carries far more importance than just whether one party wins or loses. And I think that's where we are right now. The question is not, and I repeat, not about whether your candidate wins or loses. The question is, how do you want your country to be governed? We are at what I believe is an inflection point. An inflection point. In mathematics, an inflection point is a point where a curved graph begins to change its curvature to go to another direction, right? But in culture or business, when the term inflection point is used, it's defined as a time of significant change or a turning point. And we're there, my friends. In the current election cycle, the presidential candidates are so overwhelmingly different when it comes to policy and achievements that this election really seems to mark an inflection point. It's a time of significant change for the U.S., a turning point for our very culture. And the leadership of that political and social inflection point matters, perhaps more than ever. We need godly, conservative inflection point leadership. So just this morning, I was reading in 2 Chronicles. Israel was at an inflection point. The nation had just gone through a major change of leadership. The previous king, King Ahaz, he had been the nation's leader and we're told that he was evil. He led the nation away from God. He made one awful decision after another and the whole nation suffered. So awful, in fact, that when he died, he was not even placed in the tombs of the kings of Israel. But then came the inflection point, and Hezekiah became the king. And he called on the nation to turn back to God. He did. He first cleaned his own house, then he sanctified himself, and then he called on the people to join him. We're told in 2 Chronicles 30 that many people didn't get it. They even mocked and scorned his call. But many did. And they turned back because of their leader's leadership, and the nation prospered. See, leadership matters. Inflection point leadership matters even more. Let me give you another example. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a true story, by the way. A true story is related by real people about amazing things during crazy times. It's a story of finding something that shouldn't have been there. No one even knows how it got there, but it was exactly what was needed at the time, and the truth is, I think it was because of the inflection point leadership of one man. It's the story of what some call the Miracle Well. In the desert during the onset of the First Gulf War, otherwise known as Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm. So the events of this story occurred just over 32 years ago, and the inflection point leader in the story is an Alabamian, a former commandant of the Marine Corps, a former president of Birmingham Southern College. It's retired four-star general Charles Krulak. Krulak's story became known soon after Desert Storm. It was published far and wide. You see, in war, logistics are everything. You can have the toughest warfighters, the finest strategies, the best weapons, but if you can't get the beans and bullets to the front line, then it's all for naught. So one of those major logistical nightmares in desert warfare is water. The average man can go for weeks without food, but only go a few days without water. You need water for cooking, cleaning, decontaminating, servicing vehicles, and just life. Water is key to life in many ways. So going into Desert Storm, General Krulak's job was in part to secure water in sufficient amounts to win a war. And it wasn't going well. Not at all. Krulak relates that he initially had wells sufficient to meet the 100,000 gallons per day that the force needed. 100,000 gallons a day. But as the Iraqi forces began to array themselves in places that had not been planned for, General Schwarzkopf had to revise his strategy and Krulak had to find new wells. And he had to find them in a huge flat area 74 miles away that was referred to as the Gravel Plains. And Krulak says there was no water on the Gravel Plains. They had engineers desperately digging to find water. They went to the Saudi government, asked them if they knew about any water in this area. Their answer was no. They went to the Bedouin tribes and the nomads, the people who lived in that area, and they said, "Do you know where there's water on the gravel plain?" They said, "No, there's no water there." They kept digging wells hundreds of feet deep to no avail. All resources were exhausted, except for one. You see, Krulak was a leader who believed in prayer. He made a habit of praying with any staff members who wanted to every morning. He said, "I was on my knees every day praying for water." And he had others praying with him. And on one of those days, just before the war was set to kick off, during the prayer time apparently, a colonel interrupted the morning prayer and said he needed to show the general something. And Krulak said they traveled down a road that had been built by the Marine Corps until right out of nowhere, right in the middle of the gravel plains, there was a pipe rising up out of the ground. The general said it actually came up and it was formed like a cross. And right next to it was a brightly painted red pump at the base of the pipe, a green diesel generator, four new batteries still wrapped in plastic, and 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel stored in the tank, and nobody knows how it got there. The general pushed the start button, and the new German-made generator just turned over and water started flowing. The well produced 100,000 gallons a day for the assault effort. General Krulak had traveled down that road that ran by the pipe countless times. There were 20,000 troops that had also traveled it. In his words, he said, "There was no way anyone could have driven down that road and not seen that well and all of its equipment painted in multiple colors." He firmly believes the well was an answer to prayer. Every bit of the well, by the way, was brand new, all freshly painted as if it had just been put there overnight. But no one, even to this day, knows who built it. No one can say how it got there. It was just there, at just the right place, at just the right time, and just the right moment for an inflection point on the war front. Now, some have speculated, "Oh, they just missed it." But you heard the general's own words. They were looking and asking and checking with people who make a living knowing where wells are. And by the way, within days of finding it, the desert began to wear the paint right off the pump, which clearly indicated that it couldn't have been there very long because all the paint was fresh when they found it. Look, this was an inflection point. And it was a leader, by the way, who not only did the functions of his job, he was a general, but he also was one who called on his people to join him in a life that was honorable and faithful and acknowledged God Almighty. I've had those times in my life, maybe you have as well, times when I was in a rough spot having no idea how or where or when things would turn around. Times when I've literally prayed for what some would call streams in the desert. It's easy to get into a moment and forget the times when things worked out in the past. I'm guilty of it. I can lose sleep over something now, even though I've seen worse in the past. And I've watched God step in and meet that need at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment. How is it we can see a miracle one day and the next day we can pretend as if miracles never happen? But sometimes it's also about leadership. Leadership that calls on people to focus their attentions, their cares and concerns, their behaviors in such a way that it draws down the blessings of God Almighty, the blessings that God even intends for His people. You see, leadership like that can take people into and through an inflection point that mitigates crisis and reduces social upheaval. So yeah, this election season, I believe this is an inflection point. You tell your friends, family, anybody who'll listen that this election is not about whether you like Trump or don't like Harris. This election is about whether you believe that our nation is at an inflection point, that as a society, as a culture, we have to see a shift. And we need the kind of leadership that will, with honor, bring down the blessings of God. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. By the way, cool story. Cool story. You look it up. Just look up Krulak, which is spelled K-R-U-L-A-K, Krulak. Well in the desert, I guarantee you'll find the write-up. Just an amazing story. I'm telling you, God shows up, man. And inflection points, He puts leaders in the right place at the right time who need to do what they need to do and draw the people in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.